This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. About 30,000 acres have burned in Miami-Dade County wildfires. The fires began Tuesday. The good news, no structures have been damaged, but traffic is a nightmare. CBS's Christian Benavides is on the scene at the top of the Florida Keys.
These are the helicopters that are conducting water drops. These helicopters, they can carry anywhere from 100 to 300 gallons of water as they fight this blaze here in South Miami-Dade County in Florida. This is essentially the Everglades, and it is so close to the Florida Keys.
Local governments are concerned that the loss of hundreds of jobs at FEMA could mean that they will not be able to get timely assistance during a natural disaster. We get this story from New Orleans.
Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang is the co-chair of the National Association of Counties Task Force that's working on recommendations to modernize FEMA and to update disaster policies. She says the federal government needs to be involved in disaster response in some way, shape, or form.
You need trained people beforehand working these events.
While Shang says state governments have qualified people that can help with disaster relief, they don't have the resources that the federal government has to help victims.
We're overwhelmed at the local government. The state is overwhelmed.
Ian Ozan for CBS News, New Orleans.
For another weekend, protests nationwide at Tesla dealerships, this one in Georgetown outside D.C.
One of the things that authoritarians like to do is to squash dissent. They like to put instill fear. And we have no fear because we are free. We are Americans. We have our First Amendment rights.
President Trump threatened to have anyone caught vandalizing Tesla cars or dealerships imprisoned. Pope Francis will be discharged from the hospital Sunday, 5 weeks after he was admitted for treatment for double pneumonia. CBS's Ellie Bauman.
During his life-threatening illness, the 88-year-old Pope suffered several respiratory crises that put him in critical condition.
The Holy Father, at the time of his admission to Gemelli Hospital, presented an acute respiratory failure.
The Vatican Press Office says the Pope's situation stabilized over the past 2 weeks. He is no longer using a ventilation mask at night and is relying less on supplemental oxygen during the day.
The 10th-seeded University of Arkansas is advancing to the Sweet 16 of the men's NCAA tournament after knocking out Hall of Fame head coach Rick Pitino and the second-seeded St. John's. Razorbacks head coach and basketball Hall of Famer John Calipari.
How about we give ourselves a chance to make some magic? Let's just go fight like heck, play free and loose. Whatever it happens, happens.
It's the end of the line for perfect brackets on Yahoo Sports. 11 brackets out of 34 million filled out are still perfect. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Food banks and local farmers will be impacted by a decision by the administration.
The Trump White House has cut funding to what was called the Local Food Purchase Assistance Program. It provided money for schools and food banks to buy produce from local farmers.
We don't want feeding people to become a political cry. We don't want feeding people to become something that polarizes people.
Brenda Shaw's with the Lowcountry Food Bank in Charleston, South Carolina. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Kitty Dukakis, the wife of former Massachusetts governor and Democratic presidential candidate Michael Dukakis, has died. Her family says she fought to make the world better by sharing her vulnerabilities to help others face theirs. The mother of three won high marks as a political campaigner during her husband's failed presidential bid. Kitty Dukakis revealed during the campaign that she had overcome a 26-year addiction to amphetamines. Matt Piper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds thickening for tonight, a low near 30. Cloudy day for tomorrow with areas of rain and a touch breezy. Highs in the mid-40s. Warming up for the rest of the upcoming week, highs in the 40s to start, 50s by mid and late week. Right now it's 33.
Friday night arrives without a suit. Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. WRJN.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Yes, it is. Time feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. You don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. These ain't dues I've been paying. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. You don't know what he's asking. Starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run. Another day, I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
so much.
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
WRJN. Oh!
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. Trusted walking with you alone.
strain. Their kids are going to ground. Get some heavy rest. Never have to worry about what is worse or what is best.
Oh, butterflies. On a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries. 'Cause if there's one thing she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? The child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as the cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies, cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The Pope heads home Sunday afternoon. The 88-year-old has been in the hospital for almost 40 days. CBS's Sabina Castelfranco is in Rome and says he'll still need to rest per doctor's orders.
He will require 2 months of rest and convalescence. He will continue to be treated at the Vatican. The Pope is said to be happy to return to Santa Marta and plans to return to work while continuing his recovery.
At his first town hall in Rochester, Minnesota, Governor Tim Walz faced a packed room of frustrated voters over what's happening in Washington. KIMT-TV's Maureen Dudley was there.
From healthcare to veterans' rights, many attendees voiced their frustrations over the actions coming from Washington, with some even questioning the representation at the federal level.
And the future of our country is at stake here.
I think all parties are just fed up with what is going on, and we're using our voices.
For his part, Walz assured the crowd his commitment to push back against federal overreach. CBS News Miami's Chelsea Jones has more on wildfires in the Miami area that have scorched thousands of acres since Tuesday.
Firefighters making progress as the brush fire battle in South Miami-Dade enters its fifth day. The blaze burning nearly 27,000 acres. US 1 and Card Sound Road now reopened after days of intermittent closures. But officials warn we are not in the clear just yet. The brush fire hasn't damaged any structures, but it's been affecting the commute in and out of the Keys.